Come again? Never mind. Spring always puts me in a William Cowperish mood. People are weird but interesting, Tex. Am I right? I guess so, Jake said cautiously. He couldn't decide if he liked this odd man or not. One of the counter browsers spun on his stool. He was holding a cup of coffee in one hand and a battered paperback copy of The Plague in the other. Quit pulling the kid's chain and sell him the books, Cal, he said. We've still got time to finish this game of chess before the end of the world if you hurry up. Hurry is antithetical to my nature, Cal said. But he opened Charlie the Choo-Choo and peered at the price penciled on the flyleaf. A fairly common book, but this copy's in unusually fine condition. Little kids usually rack the hell out of the ones they like. I should get $12 for it. Goddamn thief, the man who was reading The Plague said, and the other browser laughed. Calvin Tower paid no notice. But I can't bear to dock you that much on a day like this. $7 and it's yours, plus tax, of course. The riddle book you can have for free. Consider it my gift to a boy wise enough to saddle up and light out for the territories on the last real day of spring. Jake dug out his wallet and opened it anxiously, afraid he had left the house with only $3 or $4. He was in luck, however. He had a 5 and 3 ones. He held the money out to Tower, who folded the bills casually into one pocket and made change out of the other. Don't hurry off, Jake. Now that you're here, come on over to the counter and have a cup of coffee. Your eyes will widen with amazement as I cut Aaron Deepnose's spavined old Kiev defense to ribbons. Don't you wish, said the man who was reading The Plague, Aaron Deepnose, presumably. I'd like to, but I can't. There's someplace I have to be. Okay, as long as it's not back to school. Jake grinned. No, not school. That way lies madness. Tower laughed out loud and flipped his glasses up to the top of his head again. Not bad. Not bad at all. Maybe the younger generation isn't going to hell after all, Aaron. What do you think? Oh, they're going to hell all right, Aaron said. This boy's just an exception to the rule. Maybe. Don't mind that cynical old fart, Calvin Tower said. Motor on, oh Hyperborean wanderer. I wish I were 10 or 11 again with a beautiful day like this ahead of me. Thanks for the books, Jake said. No problem. That's what we're here for. Come on back sometime. I'd like to. Well, you know where we are. Yes, Jake thought. Now if I only knew where I am. He stopped just outside the bookstore and flipped open the riddle book again, this time to page 1, where there was a short, uncredited introduction. Riddles are perhaps the oldest of all the games people still play today, it began. The gods and goddesses of Greek myth teased each other with riddles, and they were employed as teaching tools in ancient Rome. The Bible contains several good riddles. One of the most famous of these was told by Samson on the day he was married to Delilah. Out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. He asked this riddle of several young men who attended his wedding, confident that they wouldn't be able to guess the answer. The young men, however, got Delilah aside, and she whispered the answer to them. Samson was furious and had the young men put to death for cheating. In the old days, you see, riddles were taken much more seriously than they are today. By the way, the answer to Samson's riddle and all the other riddles in this book can be found in the section at the back. We only ask that you give each puzzler a fair chance before you peek. Jake turned to the back of the book, somehow knowing what he would find even before he got there. Beyond the page marked answers, there was nothing but a few torn fragments and the back cover. The section had been ripped out. He stood there for a moment, thinking. Then, on an impulse that didn't really feel like an impulse at all, Jake walked back inside the Manhattan restaurant of the mind.